RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Coming up next hour, we will chat with our guy, Ross Tucker. By the way, guess what Ross gets to do this weekend?
What's that?
For the first time, you know, Ross is, you know, obviously does a lot of different broadcasting. He does the Eagles preseason games, right, on television. And then he works for CBS during the year.
Yeah, he's doing a lot, man.
But guess what network is calling the Eagles Commanders game on Sunday?
What?
CBS.
Uh-oh.
For the first time, Ross gets to call a regular season Eagles game. So I'm sure he's pumped up. We'll talk to him coming up at 12:30.
He does a good job, too, man.
He does a very good job. Yeah, I enjoy Ross whenever I catch one of his games. Elliot will join us at 1. Your phone calls are out, 215-592-9494. We are playing Hugh's Clues against my better judgment. For the love of the game, we're playing Hugh's Clues today. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phones, and we're going to hear from Jalen Hurts this segment, what he said after the game Sunday about playing or not playing in Week 18. Hugh, why don't you help everyone out here? Give everyone a second clue for Hugh's Clues today. What do you got?
The second clue is, let's see what I wrote this out.
Your notes.
They've grown more popular recently. Like a lot.
Okay, so we had something that came, you know, arrived around the late 90s and has now grown more popular recently.
Yeah, I heard some people talking about it this morning.
Okay, all right, there you go. Second clue for Hugh's Clues, 215-592-9494.
I left that conversation alone, but yeah.
You jumped in a conversation.
I didn't jump in it, but I was just like, you know, I heard him talking about it, right?
Oh.
And I was just like, ooh.
And you walked away, you said, ooh,
like, ooh,
and you walked away.
No, I was like, ooh, okay.
All right, there's your second clue. I'm sure everyone out there is annoyed at Hugh Douglas for his first two clues. All right, let's hear from Jalen Hurts. After the game Sunday, post-game press conference, he was asked about what, of course, has become the big topic this week. Everyone knew it would be. Should they play or not? Here was Jalen Hurts' response to that.
You said you still have one more game. Are you viewing it like you'll play next week? Are you viewing it like this is the last time you'll play before the postseason?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, you're building.
Absolutely, yes. Looking forward to the opportunity. Obviously, it's above my control. I think you asked me something similar to that. Yeah. It's my approach.
He said get ready like he's supposed to. That's what I'm talking about, Jalen. Work needs to be done.
Let me ask you this.
What's that?
Do you think the players should have a say in this?
Yes, I think they do.
Mm.
Well, I will say this, to your point. Sometimes you got to protect the players from themselves. I understand where you're going I was that guy. And I guess I still skew that guy a little bit. You know, I still think that, you know, if there's work to be done, you need to get it done. But that's where coaches come in. And I know they're going to err on the side of caution. But, again, the only path to the Super Bowl is probably starting out with Green Bay. Since I'm going to break it on down for you. Starting out with Green Bay. I mean, and that's not promised.
Well,
it's
not. I mean, the Bears have to lose.
It's in a perfect world.
Okay.
You got to do what you got to do. But you have to figure out a way, and I'm going to say it like this, to hold the ball for 40 minutes.
Yeah, you've lowered the bar so much that it's not even about scoring points anymore. It's about keep away.
Yes.
Well, I mean, typically you will score if you hold the ball for 40 minutes.
So what did we do? What did we try to do Sunday that we did do a good job in the second half? Play keep away.
Well, it's hard when you go 3-and-out.
Yeah, and you know, the maybe opposite. The weather has something to do with that. I'm just saying, I'm trying to be nice here. Yeah.
You don't have to be nice. Be honest.
No, I'm being honest and nice at the same time. Because we're trying to win the Super Bowl. And nobody that I've talked to, nobody that has watched this team thinks that, you know, when you look at the list, I was just looking at it, it was on television. The leading the teams that scored the most points this year.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was the Patriots.
Sure.
I think it was – I want to say – I know it was the Rams. I saw the Rams. I think Seattle was one. I want to say the Bears. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think the Bears are up there. All right.
I want to say the – but that's what you're dealing with.
Let me give you the top 10. Rams were one, even after losing last night. Rams one, Seattle two, Detroit three. Not going to matter. They're still going to miss playoffs. Dallas four, New England five, Buffalo six, Indianapolis seven, San Francisco up to eight, Jacksonville nine, 10 is Chicago.
So that's what we're dealing with. Like, our defense, I am confident that our defense will give up no more than 17 to 21 points against those games, against those teams if they have to. 17 to 21. And in some cases, it all depends on what you get. It might be 28. But I need 20. I need 21 for my team, and then we'll figure it out from there. You need to give me 21. If we want a chance to win these games, I need 21 points. I need that. So I need to figure, like, this weekend for me, even though it's the Commodores, I need to figure out a way to put 21 points on the Commodores. That's your mission.
21? They should do that.
Joe,
they could do that with McKee.
Listen,
21.
No, I'm
on
saying
the Commanders.
No, it needs to be done with the starters.
They should put 30 on the Commanders.
It needs to be done
with
the starters.
They just did that 2 weeks ago.
Okay, but that we found out that don't count.
Well, then why would it count this weekend?
Because it gives you some more continuity.
It's
it gives
so you can continuity. Lie to yourself.
It's like, you know how, you know, just like who's playing the last place schedule? The Patriots. And they've taken advantage of it.
Yeah, they have.
They've
you
taken
know,
advantage of it.
I think they've beaten one team this year over 500.
Yeah, but they've taken advantage of the last place schedule, and that builds confidence. We need a confidence builder. We need a game where we can build our confidence, even though it might be false confidence, because if we're being honest, the last two games we played against the Commodores
and the Raiders. False confidence.
With false confidence.
Yeah, of course they were.
Okay, well, I need one more of those.
For yourself?
For this team and this self-esteem. Because it's different. Everybody, like anybody that you talk to will tell you, it's different in the playoffs. So, with that being said, I want to go into the playoffs on a high note. If I can get 21 points going into the playoffs against an NFL team.
21 isn't
high. NFL team.
Hold on a second. If they try on Sunday and only score 21 against the Commanders, you're going to feel good?
NFL team. Commanders are NFL team.
Not this season.
They're NFL team, Joe. I am looking for
not sure.
See, this is the thing. I'm looking for the small wins. You're looking at you're taking this in too big of a picture. You got to take the small
21
wins.
21 against the Commanders is a bad day.
21.
It's a bad day.
21. 21. Where am I lying to anybody that's listening right now on the call line? What about 21 that I'm saying is being unrealistic?
Didn't
when you
they just
talk about
score 29 against Commanders 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago.
21 is the ceiling.
I'm going to tell you this right now. If we come in here Monday and they tried to beat the Commanders, they played their starters for four quarters and they only scored 21. You're the only one that's going to feel good.
Joe.
You're the only one.
Joe.
I'm going to come in here and be like, what the hell was that?
We played
our whole team and we only scored 21 on the Commanders?
Joe, you played the Buffalo Bills for four quarters.
Yeah.
And you got 13
But the
points.
Bills are good.
21.
Stop.
That's what I'm saying. 21.
Stop. You lost.
21.
Nope.
21.
No.
Against elite teams. Give me 21. We got a shot.
But the Commanders
points.
Are bad.
No, but I'm just saying it starts with the Commanders. And then we roll into the playoffs.
Oh, is that in the notebook?
It's in the notebook. I'm trying to tell you.
You know what? Of all the things you said there in that little rant, I don't like how hell-bent you are that it has to start with the Packers in the playoffs, because it's unlikely to.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't have to.
I know, but I got the sense that if we don't get the Packers, you're worried.
You're not worried?
We have a shot.
Okay.
I'd rather play the Packers than the Niners or Rams. I would.
When you talk about two teams.
I'd rather play the Packers.
The Niners just put up 40 points.
I know.
And they got to play Seattle.
Yes.
And you don't think that's going to be a shootout?
Yeah, I probably will.
You don't think – well, and the Rams have – who do they have?
They have Arizona.
That might not be a shootout.
That might not
be a shootout.
That game's over already.
But you're playing – but they're going to throw the ball all over the schoolyard. And they feel some kind of way about that catch that was not a catch, ruled a catch for them last night. So they feel – like you're playing against two teams that if they come here, they're throwing the football. 21 points, Joe.
The idea of Hugh Douglas today, that let's play the starters, we get to 21, we're cool. No.
21 points, Joe. How many points you scored last week against a good team?
13.
21 points, Joe.
They just scored 29 in the Commanders 20 weeks ago.
Listen, to make me feel better, just give me 21.
You're killing me.
Give me 21 and show me that you can play keep away.
Yeah, I think we have to think of this differently. And the way I'm thinking about it is the Eagles' best path to win this Super Bowl is to do it like the Chiefs did it 2 years ago, the 2023 Chiefs. They were middle of the pack offensively. Mm-hmm. They were a top defense. And guess what they did in week 18? They sat their starters. They didn't worry about one more tune-up. They said, if we get healthy, we have championship pedigree. We get in the postseason. We're going to have a home game to start it off. And then we're going to go win two road games. And we're going to get to the Super Bowl. And they did it. They did it on the back of Mahomes obviously playing good football. Their defense led the way. They didn't make mistakes. That if there's a path, if you look at this Eagles team and try to pick out a similar team recently, it's the 2023 Chiefs. And they sat everyone in the final week. They didn't. Oh, Andy didn't say, we got to have a little tune-up here. He said, let's get healthy and let's go win some football games. And that's the way I look at it. Let's go to Sean in Norfolk up on WIP. What's up, Sean?
Oh, I'm here. Oh, my.
You got it, Sean. What's
Thank
up, buddy?
You so much. All right, so this is what I want to say about Nick Sirianni. Like, he hides his playbook. He has done it every single season.
What does that mean, he hides his playbook?
He waits for the playoffs to open it up.
He didn't even call the plays. It wasn't even his playbook last year. It was.
He ain't go to work today.
What are you talking about, Sean? Last year was Kellen Moore's offense.
It's still Nick Sirianni's team.
Well, okay.
Let's not get this exaggerated. But hey, the answer is cell phone cameras, by the way, for huge clues.
And, cell phone cameras. That's not it, but that is an interesting
answer.
That's
not a bad guess.
Yeah, no, we're getting – I think we're thinking around the right lines.
Yeah, please keep on talking.
Yeah. Sean, of course. The floor is yours, Sean. Sean, I'm turning my mic off.
Talk.
It's your show. You got it.
Joe, be quiet.
You got it, Sean. I'm sorry.
Like, this team – and you can see it every year.
This is why I'm mad at you.
Jalen trusts the offensive coordinators that can set players up like a good pitcher.
Yeah, we listening.
He sets defensive coordinators up like a good pitcher, mm-hmm. like Steichen. You get Kellen Moore, right? And then he doesn't trust the ones that can't set him up like good pitchers, right? And so they hide the playbook.
So, but hold on, and Sean. I just want to workshop this with you.
Wait a minute, he's saying they're playing possum.
Yeah, so I'm going to workshop this with you because I want to let you finish. But like,
thank you.
Let's say you're right. So like, we risked losing a lot of games this year because they came down to one play because they weren't showing
their
whole playbook. Yeah, like you realize that's kind of that's kind of risky.
Yeah.
Have you listened to Jalen talk?
Yeah.
He says, "I'm so tired of just trying not to lose a game. I just really want to dominate."
I don't know if he said it like that, but I get the gist of what he said. Yeah, I don't know if he said it that strongly.
He said those words.
I don't think he did.
He did.
He did. He didn't say, "I'm so tired of it."
Sean, is your story.
No.
Live your truth.
He didn't say, "I'm so tired of it." That would have been a big story, Sean, if he said that. I mean,
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
That's not what he said.
He said, I'm just kind of exhausted, not trying to lose games.
I'm not sure if that was exactly a quote either, but that's okay.
I hear you, Sean.
Why do you do this?
Going, right?
Go ahead, Sean.
We're,
keep going.
We're just hiding our playbook, and I'm sick of it. And, yeah, we need to let our defense start. We need to hide our offense again And we need to go out and we're going to look. This is the poetic thing. We need to beat the 49ers.
So that's the one you think we're gonna line up against.
You want the Niners
and Philly?
Philly.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Sean, what's your drink of choice, man? I mean, like, say if you were out.
I'm drinking Eagle Rare right now, sir.
What is that?
You?
Eagle Rare.
It's a bourbon.
You got that's a bourbon? Oh, let me figure out what this is. Eagle Rare.
Sounds no, like Bert, Regal Red. Eagle Regal Red.
You said Regal Red. You said Regal Red.
Eagle Rare.
Yes, sir.
Eagle Rare Bourbon. All right, Sean. Have a great day.
Hey, enjoy your day.
This seems nice.
Is I'm it? Go, oh, are you a bourbon guy, Luke?
No, I just Googled the prices.
Okay, your voice nice. Kind of seems
hey,
like a bourbon
what?
Guy.
I'm gonna go ahead.
I guess
and get
I gotta
me
turn
a,
into
yeah,
one.
And, yeah. In honor of Sean, I'm gonna go ahead and get me a bottle of that.
Yeah, you getting it right now?
I gotta go pick it up.
Okay,
I'm gonna go get me.
You picked up on that pretty quick that Sean had been enjoying his morning.
Listen, that's why I'm mad at you.
I didn't do anything.
I could have woke up and enjoyed my morning.
Again,
you could have been with Sean or
you know what? And I could have called in and harassed whoever was doing it sitting right here.
Well, we're not taking your calls. I mean,
could have talked about 21 points and all that.
I could have talked about that, man. I probably could have been at some strip club looking at some folks that ain't got no clothes on. But yet, I'm here.
Okay.
With Joe.
A few things. You could have taken the day off. We established this yesterday. That's,
I just like
that's
playing.
On you.
I just like playing.
Second, you were in the room when the schedule was went over.
I was.
In the room.
I was.
Yeah.
But this way feels so much better.
As if it's
you.
My, like, yeah. You know, Kyle's not here. He went rogue. No. You could have went rogue.
No, we sat there, Luke, and I said, what is Joe going to do? All right, dear, whatever Joe want to do.
And I said, I'll work.
Until
and
then he got to
yesterday,
this day.
Yesterday, he's like,
that's
wait.
The right way to play it.
Yesterday, he's like, wait, we're working tomorrow? It's like, yeah.
I'm like, why you do that? Why you make us work today?
Because we need to come in here today and get people right on this sit versus start thing.
Wait a minute. And I got a lot of nerve. I'm up here talking about letting the starters play, and I don't even want to come to work on a Tuesday.
You want to rest on a Tuesday. You get tomorrow off, Thursday off, Friday off, Saturday off.
I was mad they called me here today. What are you doing?
Yeah, by the way, wasn't there a story back when you played and you had an incentive and Andy said, nah, you're going to sit?
Yeah, he did. He sat me.
Yeah,
And I threatened, and he laughed. And I threatened. And he made it right, though. It was funny, though, right? Because I went in the office. I was like, hey, coach, if I don't play, something going to happen. He's like, okay.
He saw right through your nonsense.
Coach, I need this bread. And he's like, whatever, dude. You're not playing. You so know, I sat down. And you know, they made it right. But, yeah, that was that.
You know what I
story.
Need to find? I'm going to search the story. I mean, I'm sure someone wrote about it that week back. What was it, like 2001,
yeah,
one of those
yeah,
years?
Yeah, yeah. As a fact, I talked to Susie Colbert about it when I had hair. It was an interview I did with Susie.
Oh, we got to try to find it.
Man. Yeah, I had hair. And they made it right because they was like, oh, you got an incentive because I needed like a sack or something. So they ended up changing it. They ended up voiding the contract, rewriting the contract, and I ended up getting
so they made it right even though, but they were putting the team first.
Yeah, they did. They did.
You know what?
And you got to think, we were trying to get to where the Eagles have gone.
Of course, yeah.
So, yeah.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? It's not quite the same because it was an incentive versus a big NFL record, but it's kind of like the Saquon thing last year, right?
Yeah.
Like Saquon was going for a record and something special, and they said, team first. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Tyrone in Middletown is up. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, good morning, guys. First, I'd like to wish you guys a happy new year.
Hey,
it's been
you
on talk
well.
To you again.
Happy new year, Tyrone.
Family.
What's up, pal?
Thank you. Yeah, just calling about the Eagles and about the situation. About personally, my gut tells me that they should rest the starters because of the situation with the offensive line dinged up. And I did notice even Devontae Smith took a hard – He does these acrobatic catches, and he keeps getting pounded on the turf. And if you notice Sunday, he took a few seconds to get up, and that's the last couple of games he's done the same thing. And I think that the Eagles, personally, I'd like to see their offense get to the point where they just feel like they're supercharged and they're ready to go. And with the offensive line having all of these injuries and with the ankles and knees of these big 350-pound guys and all of that. And that's my motivation. I think if they become healthy, I think they can beat anybody, any place, at any time, if everything is firing on all cylinders. I don't care who they get in front of. If they're healthy and they're ready and they get the right game plan, getting back to the offense in particular, because they're kind of like they're not running on all cylinders, and it's like an 8-cylinder car that's running on 6 cylinders.
So Tyron, I agree with, before you finish on the offense, I agree with your first point. Like, if they play their best football, considering how good the defense is, they could beat anyone. I was thinking about this as I watched the game last night, Hugh, when the Rams lost. I can't remember a time heading into the final week of the season that I don't have a strong opinion on who's going to win the Super Bowl.
That's why I said 21 points.
So, like most years,
21.
I feel like I know. And you could be wrong, right? You could take a team and they get knocked off. But, like, yeah. I have no idea. I mean, I have thought for most of the season the Rams have been the most impressive team. Tyrone, they're going to be the 5 or 6 seed. They're not even going to win their division. So, it is wide open. It's as wide open as any year I can remember in a long time. And you're right. If the Eagles play their best, they can absolutely be back in the Super Bowl.
No, I don't think nobody's doubting that.
Yeah. And that's my primary concern because, you know, Lane Johnson, perfect example. He'll be coming back right around in a couple of weeks, hopefully. And then you look at, you know, Cam Jurgens. You know, he's having trouble apparently physically. And then you look at Mulata. He's not the same force that he was. He's not holding his blocks. And then if you look at number 69, the big guy from Alabama,
Dickerson.
He's having a lot of like lower body injuries that he's not the same as he once was because of injuries. So I think that line was the best line in the NFL. It's very important to Saquon. They're not holding their blocks. They're not playing complementary football on the offensive end. And I think we have one of the best, if not the best, offense in the game at one time. What's your thoughts?
Well, not
on
this
that?
Season.
I mean, well, not this season.
No.
Yeah, but previous, I get the gist of what you put picking up what you're putting down. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean the Eagles, you know. I look at it this season hinges on old injuries more than anything else. I think that if they can get the offense healthy, I literally believe they can beat anybody. It all depends on that, you know, the next man up mentality that they had before. I think other than health, I think most of it is just them, you know, is getting geared up.
Well, that's a big part of it. And I think you're right about the offensive line. They haven't looked right the entire season. Tyrone, what do you got for us? A guess for Hugh's Clues, something that's been around since the late 90s and has gotten more popular recently.
Oh, recently. Wow, that's the part that threw me. When you said recently, I tell you what I was going to say, but that one went. You got me on that.
Go with your first guess. What was the first guess?
I was going to say Supersize Mills.
Supersized meals, that was a big thing in the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's not it,
Tyrone.
Guess, though.
Have supersized meals.
It kind of goes with supersized meals.
I'm not sure it does. I mean, it does. Supersized meals still a thing?
Oh, yeah. When I go, I get a supersized if I go to a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
If I go, like, say, to Chick-fil-A or something. Get a large fry and a large
But that's
drink.
Not supersized. That's just large.
Well,
supersized is super.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think supersized has just turned into normal.
Well, that's probably, I think you're right on that.
You see what I'm saying? Because yeah. It's like
portions have gotten big.
Yeah, the large is now the supersized.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, I just haven't heard the phrase in a long time. That was a very 90s thing. Supersized me, right?
Morgan Spurlock. That was the guy's name. That I think that's his name, Morgan Spurlock, that gained all that weight from eating.
Oh, was
McDonald's.
He the supersize me
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, the supersize me guy.
You're right. That's his name, Morgan Spurlock.
Yeah, look at me.
You nailed that.
Useless information, Douglas.
Maybe that should have been Hugh's Clues, Morgan Spurlock. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on this Tuesday. All right, we got a lot to get to. We're going to have Ross Tucker on the show at 12:30. We'll have Elliot at 1 o'clock. Your phone call is coming up. And we're going to check in what they're saying in Chicago. What's going on? 670 The Score. We usually like to check in with the kind of the enemy. Now, the Bears aren't an enemy yet. They might be in the second round of the playoffs.
Oh, they're an enemy.
Well, we're fighting with them for the 2 seed. It's interesting. We're having this debate. What's their conversation about the importance of getting the 2 seed, of them winning their game? We'll check in with 670 The Score out in Chicago, what they're talking about. Get all your phone calls up here. And Hughes Clues, something that's like, you know, from the 90s.
For the love.
We're doing it for the love of the game today. We're throwing Hugh Douglas a bone because he didn't want to come to work. Hughes Clues, your guess is coming up as well as your take on this. Should the Eagles play their starters on Sunday? I say no. Hughes says yes. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.